In this digital age, sharing information has become much easier, but this technology also makes it easier for personal information to end up in the wrong hands and for scammers to conceal their true identities. Ruth Ann Hedstrom Voss works with the Matheson Law Office in Grand Marais and has been following some of the scam trends that have become more common in recent years. And she joins us now to tell us more about these scams and how we can avoid them. Thanks for coming back to the show, Ruth Ann.
Good morning, Sherry. Thanks for having me.
So we're going to talk about the Target thing.
We are. We're going to talk about credit cards in general and Target in specific. I was actually targeted by the Target breach of information, so this is very timely. I don't know if I was a target because I talk about this stuff. No, it wasn't that, but I thought it was sort of ironic that, lo and behold, my husband and I realized that our MasterCard had been breached through the Target fiasco. So what I wanted to start with, though, is just some do's and don'ts, I guess I should say, with credit cards. That's kind of more general. And then I'll get to the specifics because I think there are some good reminders that we all just need to keep in mind. You know, don't give out your credit card numbers or passwords on the phone unless you initiate the call. There's a lot of scammers now out there taking advantage of the Target scam. You know, scams beget scams. And so because of the uncertainty and people don't know if they're breached or not, or, you know, just all the stuff in the news, now scammers are calling individuals and saying, I don't even know what they're saying, different things, you know, trying to get them to release their credit card information. You know, we'll do a check to see if it was breached or, you know, anything like that. And no, of course, don't do that. The best protection that you have is check your statements regularly, especially, I mean, when they come in every month, definitely, but even more often than that, if you can access your account online, check for any unusual activity. What happened with us is our card was frozen when we tried to use it over the phone, actually, with a health club transaction. And sometimes I know in the past, if my credit card is frozen, I think, oh, did I forget to pay my bill or am I at my limit or whatever? But especially now, be aware if it's frozen, that's really a sign that you need to check it out. Call your credit card company, call the 800 number on the back of your card. Even if you get a call from a credit card company that you think is yours, if you're not sure that it's yours and if they're asking you for personal information, which they won't, you know, just hang up and call the 800 number on the back of the card or on your statement, because then you're sure that you are reaching them and it's not someone maybe reaching you that isn't them. So those are some good tips. Another thing is a lot of us get credit card applications in the mail weekly. And Sherry, I think you brought this up to me last time I was in off air. And I think that's a really good point is don't just throw them in the trash without ripping them in half or destroying them in some way or shredding them if you can, because someone can get that out of the trash or recycling or whatever and apply in your name. They make it really easy. So just rip those up. I always do. And some of them now, they know that we rip them up, and so they're really hard to rip up. There's like a piece of plastic in there or something, or they plasticize something. I'm like, oh, for goodness sake. So just do what you can. Maybe you get your winter activity or your heart rate up a little bit by ripping up your credit card applications.
So after your card was frozen, and then you called, you straightened it out, and you found somebody had charged on your card?
Well, they wouldn't be that specific. We have a MasterCard through Chase, and what happened is, and this all happened in my absence, I was up here and my husband was dealing with this in Minneapolis, but he called the card company, and they insisted that they reissue new cards. They let us use these cards for in-town, kind of local, in-person transactions until we got our new card, but they insisted that we get a new card. It's a little bit of a hassle because, I don't know about you, but I had that number memorized, you know, and it's the one you use, and it's the one you remember the PIN number, and, you know, or the three-digit number, or whatever. Now I have a new number to learn. But that's just fine because now I'm better protected.
So the company is, in effect, trying to protect you from the scammers.
Exactly. And I think the credit card companies, at least I know Chase does, and I think most, you know, will indemnify you or protect you against any charges that are made that you didn't authorize, but you have to report them. They can't go on, and then 3 months later or 5 months later, you look at your credit card going, what happened there? You know, I think the closer you can be to the time that you see that something happened, and that might be by checking your statement, by, you know, getting a decline on your use, and you think, no, I should be up to date. So those are all triggers to say, but credit card companies too are being very vigilant now to look for unauthorized activity. Another good thing to do is if you're traveling out of state and you're planning to use your credit card or out of the country, call your credit card company ahead of time and tell them you're going to be traveling, because you can get a freeze on your account. Let's say you're in Seattle. You know, you fly to Seattle and all of a sudden, okay, I'm taking friends out to dinner, whatever. And they're like, this person doesn't live in Seattle, you know? And so they're going to freeze. And then you're at dinner with your friends going, does anybody else
have any money on you?
So that happened to me one time in a business situation. So you just don't want that to happen. But
so being proactive exactly. is going to help you a lot, too.
Another proactive thing you can do, Sherry, and I hate to jump in here with all these little things, but change your PIN number. If you use your debit card a lot for transactions, change your PIN number often because, you know, people can see you putting your PIN number in. Sometimes we write it down on things so we don't forget it. And if our wallet was stolen, you know, there it is. So it's just another protection. It's an easy, simple, free thing to do that helps protect yourself from credit card fraud.
I am so glad you can come with us and share these tips. We've been speaking with Ruth Ann Hedstrom-Voss with the Matheson Law Office in Grand Marais. And I think you join us regularly here on North Shore Mornings.
So. I love to. So if you'll have me back, I'm happy to come back and talk about a different topic.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Sherry. Thank you.